From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, when we get into the next segment here in about 6-7 minutes, we're going to get into plans to stop this and to turn this around, because I'm getting so many phone calls from friends and family and others saying, Alex, we've got to turn this around. What are the constitutional avenues to do that? John B. Wells, host of Coast to Coast AM.com with the great George Norrie and others, joins us. Caravan2Midnight.com is his personal site, as well as JBWells.com, and he's on with us right now. But hey, let's go to the calls early here. Let's talk to Caleb in Oregon, who wants to talk specifically. We had people calling 30 minutes before John got on, wanting to talk to him. So you're on with John B. Wells. Hey, go ahead, Caleb.
Yeah, hi. It's a total pleasure to talk to both of you guys. I admire both your shows very much. The last few nights on Coast to Coast with John with Professor Griff was amazing, and love that show as well. I'm looking forward to Stuart Rhodes, who's been on with you, Alex. I just wanted like to say, yeah, oh man, it's so crazy right now. My question would be, who pulls the trigger to implement an impeachment process? Because with President Clinton and all that, and I'm not trying to romanticize him at all, but who starts it?
I mean, if they went after him for fellatio and cigars, why not go after Obama? And that's a good question. John B. Wells?
The best way to approach this is through the, since we are involved in what amounts to the cult of personality, then I think we ought to go at it first on the basis of public relations, the PR trick. And what I mean by that is, first challenge would be, I think before we ever get to the forms that we need to sign and the submissions we need to make, I think we should begin with a number of exposés regarding this Nobel Peace Prize that he won for being elected president. I've said before, if Dynamite Nobel wanted to give the United States a peace prize for showing how transparently colorblind we are, then that would have been one thing, but to have given the president-elect a Nobel Peace Prize for nothing is lame in itself. And I think the first thing to do is go at this thing from the PR level. And more to the point, massive demonstrations that one way or another are going to be covered either by mainstream media or by alternative media, which Brzezinski just said alternative media is what's responsible for having put the Syrian attack on hold for as long as it's been on hold. I believe that one way or another, these demonstrations for no war, a la 1960, pick one, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, I think we need to bring those back. And I think they need to be brought back in such a manner that even the mainstream bought and paid for media cannot ignore them, or they will lose what remains of their credibility and they will cease to exist, which might not be a bad thing in any case.
Well, you just said in about 2 minutes what I tried to say in a whole hour, and I want to flesh that out when we come back, because that is the key, and I think we've reached a tipping point, but that doesn't mean we've won here. We are right now at the crossroads, and I want to get your take on that, John, but anything else you'd like to add, Caleb, or did that answer your question? Because he's absolutely right. We should call for the repeal of the Nobel Peace Prize. They should take it back, or Obama, through decency, because he said he didn't deserve it last week when he got questioned. Well, then we should have a White House petition for him to give it back.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the only thing I'd like to really add now is just, my father was the greatest man I ever knew, and he passed away a couple years ago from cancer at 56 years old, a nasty bone blood cancer, and because of all the poisons that were being, inundated with, and you both are, you know, heroes to me in the same way he was, in that the lesson he taught me that stuck with me the most was that to always search and seek out the truth.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. God bless you, and God bless your father.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Folks, every day or two when I'm walking down the street and I walk by listeners to my radio broadcast, they say, hey, I love your show, but I really love John B. Wells and the weekend Coast to Coast AM. And I'm a frequent guest on his show. But I tell you, it is hard to tune in and then to tune out with the guests that all of Coast to Coast AM has. But, of course, John B. Wells, the hardcore liberty stance that he's taking and the guests he's having is probably some of the most pro-Constitution, pro-freedom, libertarian, not Republican or Democratic, type radio out there. He's also, if folks don't know who he is, most of you do, he is an extremely famous and successful voiceover talent up there at the very top of the food chain for major movies and TV ads, you name it. And he's graciously said at least some voiceovers for us, but I haven't tapped him to do that yet. I've been so busy. But John B. Wells rides shotgun with us for the rest of this second hour today, because I wanted to get his take on things and where he thinks historically we're at right now. But going over some of the headlines, Kerry, of course, said last week that Saudi Arabia has agreed to support military strikes against Syria and to pay for it. Now, we've known America has been like a vending machine to foreign interests and special interests. But now, I mean, it's like we're a $2 whore on the side of the road on South Congress in Austin, Texas. I guess they were $2 about 1920 or something. But the point is that, I mean, this is getting ridiculous. Mercenaries out for hire to Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda light. Meanwhile, Russia today reports naval forces face off Russian and Chinese ships against U.S. ships. I don't like seeing America lined up on the side of Al-Qaeda. And we're seeing 500 to 1, 99 to 1, 200 and something to 1, Congress people are saying, depending on their office, against this. We have 9% approval rating for the war in Reuters. The military is coming out in mass active duty and saying we don't want to be part of it. And CNN, last hour, I saw him during the break, was cheerleading to make examples of these people and arrest them. Well, folks, It is a court-martialing offense if you're told, go do your duty, you know, go take this to point A to point B, or if it's in a declared war, you know, if you get scared and won't follow orders. But if you're told to shoot these men, women, and children in the back, and you follow the order, you are now an accomplice. Nuremberg. If you say no, you're not a hero, you're doing your duty. So these men and women are doing their duty. A lot of them officers putting on Facebook and Twitter. You can see them at Real Alex Jones. I will not serve for Al-Qaeda. I will not be part of Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And a week and a half ago, the media said when we first broke this that we had made it up, that it was a hoax. Remember that? Well, now they admit it's real. but that these people are traitors. John B. Wells, what do you say to that? And I want your take on how we stop this war. If Obama can't get Congress to pass it, as they're now saying, well, why'd he go to Congress to begin with? And you know, is impeachment the option? What are your ideas to turn this around, John B. Wells?
That's a very, very pregnant question. And I believe that what we're going to see is some oath-keeping. Let us keep in mind that I think that people ask, well, where are the anti-war protests that the so-called left of the 60s were putting on? The left flank moved over to the right, and the right flank is now moved over to the left. So now we who are against the undeclared wars, the burgeoning police state, the big government, the high taxation, those were typically the clarion calls from the left, back when the left-right paradigm was really drawn into sharp relief for the American public and the world at large. By the way, just as an aside, liberal and conservative seem to mean the exact opposites in Europe. So I don't want to get too far afield here, but what's happening now is that there is no draft. I assure you that if there were a draft, these street protests would already be in fully blown and ongoing every weekend somewhere. But failing that, since we have a volunteer army, these people didn't sign up for this. These people still swore an oath. They didn't just say, yeah, okay, they didn't acquiesce to it. They swore an oath to defend the Constitution.
And they volunteered.
That's correct. They are not obligated to do anything that violates the Constitution, nothing. And if the warmongers want to call them traitors, well, then let them. Because you can kill and you can jail a revolutionary, but you cannot kill nor jail a revolution. And I believe that our military and the people who honor their oath to defend this Constitution, the oath keepers, not taking anything from Stuart Rhodes, is going to be on Coast to Coast tonight. The Oath Keepers are going to be the tip of the spear in this when it comes right down to it. And I believe that if people begin to say, "Why the Peace Prize, your Attorney General, the Gunrunner, Benghazi, you lied, your Secretary of State lied, not prevaricated, lied, you're out. Either leave peacefully or..." We don't have to take the streets with torches and pitchforks. Don't we have to do nothing? Do nothing. Pay nothing. Do nothing. Sit. What do you think would happen if we just decided we're going to sit it out for a month? The month will go by quickly, and we'll just see what happens then. You're spending $4 trillion. You're pulling in $2 trillion in taxes. You still come up with only 1% increase in GDP. I think we'll just pull the cord on this train and just stop doing what we're doing.
And I liked your point earlier about every man, woman, and child in a PR war. We have the truth. They have lies. Point out that we are not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And what are they doing blowing up all these churches? And look at all the evidence that the rebels launched the chemical attack. Let me ask you that question. What do you make of them with no proof saying that Bashar Assad launched this chemical attack?
Utter nonsense. It's just the excuse to begin a new conflict. Is Al-Qaeda Al-Qaeda or is it not? It's been pretty much established that CIA and Al-Qaeda are almost one, at least. Even if that's not true, there are enough people who believe that it's true to make it take on a life of its own. So if you support the rebels and the rebels are Al-Qaeda and the CIA is Al-Qaeda, then the motive behind this military action becomes clear. Now, if they throw a war and nobody comes, then what? I'll tell you what. The thing that Skousen has warned us about for years, and that's a false flag in the form of a little mushroom cloud sprouting somewhere, probably in a fairly harmless area, if I can just grasp for that.
Yeah, they'll blow up a bunch of Christians in Texas or Tennessee.
Something like that, just enough to scare everybody to death, and then get them to react to that, and then in future act out of fear of it happening.
Let me ask you this question: do you think this is a big awakening we're seeing, and do you think that the establishment has jumped the shark?
Yes, both of those things. In fact, Alex, I would not ask anyone to join me in this, but I will. I've reached that age where I just don't care. I really don't care. I try to measure my words. I try to hold my tongue. I try to pray for guidance every time I open my mouth about something important. But this really is my greatest fear. If fear is what I can call it, my greatest concern, I'll call it that, because we're instructed in Scripture to fear nothing, and so I try and roll with that as well. I believe that in the more simple terms one can break these motives down to, the most basic components, I think we'll find hubris at the basis of most of them, power and control. My greatest concern is that this leader, albeit president is somewhat of a figurehead and he receives his directions from other people, he still is responsible. And it is his name that will be in the history books. I am afraid that it is more than possible, but even likely, that this president would destroy this country to secure a place in history for himself rather than be forgotten by history as the abject failure of a president and leader that he is.
Wow, John B. Wells, straight ahead. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you. And you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, from South Austin in an undisclosed location. And we're joined by John B. Wells, who I think is in Dallas right now. I know he's also out in L.A. some of the time, syndicated radio host. One of my favorite, I mean, I love George Norrie and I love him as well, but definitely out of those two, both have different talents, just amazing talk show hosts that reach more than 560 radio stations every single night they're on. And we are just so blessed to have somebody like John B. Wells out there with the incredibly hardcore guest he has on night after night, like Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, who I've got coming on later during the week. He's got him coming on tonight on Coast to Coast AM on many of these same stations, like 590 AM that you're listening to us right here in Austin, Texas. John, I don't want to hog you. We got 12 phone lines. They're all loaded for you. They were loaded as soon as I gave the number out. And I said you were coming on. That's coming up in the next segment, mainly on Syria, but some other issues. But I want my listeners to know this, and long-term listeners know this, but new ones may not. I don't get up here and say nuclear war is a danger normally. But you've got six Russian ships, a couple Chinese ships now. Putin said Friday, I'm going to go ahead and militarily back them. You've got America clearly not having the moral imperative. America hijacked. You've got Kerry saying, we don't want boots on the ground. 2 days later, we need boots on the ground. You've got Obama saying red line, saying that I never said that. Do they know how naked they are? Because the fraud, it seemed, just went on and on with these politicians. But now it's gotten so cartoonish. Everyone I know is calling me and apologizing. Family that's made fun of me. Neighbors. No one. When I go to the grocery store, I'm mobbed now. I don't mean every five people I walk by. Every other person, I'm lined up signing autographs. And again, I'm not bragging, hey, I'm signing autographs. I'm saying that's how popular this message is. People are angry. They're focused. But, John, they call me, and they climb the fence at my house, and they do whatever they have to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? And I don't know how we fix it. I don't know the silver bullet. Walter Jones, the congressman, has an impeachment bill. If Obama launches a war without congressional approval, now he says he doesn't need it because he can't get the votes. States' rights. What do we – I mean, I agree. PR stunts. You know, does somebody parachute into the White House, you know, wearing a banner saying, give back your peace prize? I mean, what do we do? Because my gut tells me we're all in grave danger, because the word is the Wall Street Journal called for blowing up Friday the Russian ships, saying they're giving Assad intel. I mean, do these hubris filled, because you said it, that's what floats this hot air balloon, is these elites have gotten so disconnected that they think they can just continue to push everybody around, including the U.S. military, including, I'm ranting, John B. Wells, what do you think we should do? Because I'm asking you, what do we do?
I think we should do all of it. I think that, first of all, part of the reason, now that was just Brzezinski's comment that alternative media has stalled the attack on Syria. What he left out and what he is probably not prepared to say is that all of these telephone calls, emails, all this communication with the legislators in Congress, on the state level as well, when the people start getting uppity, the so-called leaders begin to take notice. They have the leaders only have one agenda, and that's to remain in their positions of leadership. And the reason that it looks so stupid right now is because it's all falling down. That's why it is falling down. Their motives are being revealed. Alex, I've said this a couple of times about the awakening that everybody wanted in 2012. So, you know, some people, I've said, if I'm giving anybody a rerun, I apologize for that, but I want to make sure that everybody hears this. We have awakened, all right, to find that we have been cloaked in darkness against our will for many, many years. And now we at least are aware of the fact that we are in darkness, and now we can start to clear those clouds away and drop those screens. And as these screens come down, the perpetrators of this nonsense are panicking, and that's why they're behaving in this cartoonish fashion. Some of them appear to not even know where they are, and certainly they're not even aware of the gravity of the words.
Exactly. I'll be honest with you, John. I'm not scared of them sending a black op team to kill me because I can't live in fear. But I do get scared by how weak and weird they are. When I watch C-SPAN and see these people now, and Kerry was almost passing out and acting really weird, I mean, it's scary that they're so mentally ill.
Yes, it is. And in fact, not to criticize the Lord's creatures here, but take a look at them. Some of them look positively, certifiably psychotic. Look at Pelosi and the looks on her face. Look at this John Kerry. Look at Barack Obama and his hypnotic manner of speaking. I've got a book right over here called My New Order by Adolf Hitler. And if you were to get a hold of that copy, and it's not easy to do, a copy of that book, you would find that what you're hearing from the current incumbent is archetypal textbook Adolf Hitler speak.
Oh, yeah, it's Joseph Goebbels' mind control.
Absolutely, 100%, because those Nazis were good at it. And if a technique works, then there's no reason not to repackage it.
Know what they called the domestic Gestapo? They called it Reich Security, which means Homeland Security.
Right.
The black uniforms. Why do you think they've copied the Nazis so much?
Well, because the Nazis had really good fashion sense. I don't want to.
Hugo Boss, yeah.
Hugo Boss, I'm glad you said it. I didn't. They had great fashion sense. And notice how anytime the evil entity is depicted, always has way better fashion sense than the good entity, always. Well, why would someone write in the Bible? Why would anybody way, way back in the day make remarks to the effect that Lucifer was the most beautiful, most handsome angel up there? He was in charge of the music. He was just the cat's meow, just the coolest guy ever. And yet he's the perpetrator of that symbol, the satanic entity. He's representative of everything that is evil, everything that takes something that has been created and twists and perverts it. Look how the SWAT guys dress. Now, in recent years, they've taken to the masks over their faces and the German-style Wehrmacht helmets and the goggles. And most of them carry even HKs, German-made firearms, machine guns, submachine guns, and so forth. Look, World War II came to an end, but Nazism did not end. And the Nazi agenda did not end. It just morphed into a different form, and it was just like when Gorbachev took the plaque that said communist off his desk, reached down under it and pulled out the one that said capitalist and set that one on his desk. Poof. Business as usual. Here we go. Same old song with a few new lines.
What's the answer? Get behind Walter Jones's legislation to begin impeachment. I mean, if we're going to impeach over lying about sex, we've got to impeach about lying about chemical weapons and arming Al-Qaeda. And I talked to our military. No one I know in the military, including officers, high level, they're all completely upset. So that's even crazier. They want to start World War III with the military upset? That's not a good idea.
Well, somebody wants to start World War III because there's money in it. You know, if you watch the second Sherlock Holmes movie, you find that Moriarty says, look, the best possible scenario is that you make the bullets and the bandages.
That's right. Make money off both sides. John B. Wells is our guest. Your call straight ahead. But ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't get the memo, it's admitted this could cause World War III. Bare minimum, giant Middle East war, Strait of Hormuz shutdown. Other major avenues like the Suez Canal shut down. And our media is backing the Al-Qaeda rebels, not just in Syria, but in Egypt.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I love NFL football as much as the next person. I like baseball. I like to go hear a rock concert. In fact, Dave Mustaine's invited me to the Megadeth / Iron Maiden concert coming up in a couple days here in Austin. I'd love to go see Led Zeppelin, but I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that all of that pales in significance when you realize that we've got a government so evil that it wants to get rid of Syria and start a war with Iran, and I'm no fan of Iran. I think Iran sent some really provocative, out-of-control stuff, but Iran isn't starting the fight, and the Russians are on their side, and it's a war crime to start a war. We're going to your phone calls for John B. Wells, syndicated talk show host and great political analyst with us right now. John, before we go to these calls, any other points that you think are important to make about how to turn this around? And what's your gut level, not even prediction, but because that's up to the people right now. Where do you expect this to go? Because clearly the pressure is mounting against Obama and the globalist against this, especially as the massacre of Christians accelerates. I don't see them getting away with it, but just to show that they're in charge, as you said, hubris, at one level of my gut, I think they're going to go ahead with an attack, and now they're talking about it being boots on the ground.
I don't believe that these people have even pondered what will happen if they do such a stupid thing, because I believe the entire country will turn against them. You know, we always think in terms of what can we do immediately, but these solutions take a little bit longer to put into effect than we like. We have an election coming up next year. If we make it that far, which I think we'll make it in one form or another to those elections, we have been allowed to, not only allowed, but encouraged to think that the single person's single vote just doesn't matter. Well, that's not true. It does matter. We've been led to believe that, oh, if you send a letter to one of your representatives, you'll wind up on a list. You're already on a list. Everything that you say, everything that you do is being monitored. What does it tell you? You got Nazi-looking SS troop-looking people on the ground. Now, the SWAT team is sent on what, 90% of any felony warrants that are to be served? You send a SWAT team instead of a couple of capable officers for the arrest? It's nonsense. Get registered. Insist that voter identification be required. Well, you're going to disenfranchise a bunch of people with that. Really? The presidential election is once every 4 years.
They've caught the illegals on record voting illegally everywhere.
Absolutely. And there's nothing racist about it. If you can make it to the polls once every 4 years for a presidential election, you can make it down to your local bureau.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is all about bringing in illegal voters to leverage us out. We're going to the calls, but I think you hit the key here, John B. Wells, and that's this. As we look at this, before they could target a talk show host or a movie star or an artist and persecute them if they were pro-liberty, but now everybody's speaking out. They can't get everybody. And I think we've already crossed that Rubicon. But people need to know solutions, like you keep saying, don't happen overnight. It's like Force 10 from Navarone, based on a true story partially, when they blow up the dam and it doesn't collapse right away. And he says, give it a minute. It takes time, and we're seeing that. So people should be, I think, very, very positive right now. Quite frankly, this is going better than I thought it would, awakening-wise.
Yeah, keep in mind, now this is a little bit out of left field, but you may have seen that horrible video. I almost lost my lunch over it, where a Toronto cop is just shooting this mentally disturbed person who's called him a weenie or something from the bus. I mean, he shoots him from, I don't know, maybe 10 yards away.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Keep shooting this guy. Well, guess what? He's under charge for murder one. So just because they get away from this, don't get the idea that everybody's doing it. There are some psychos. Look, one more point before we go to the calls, Alex. If you can accept the possibility that some people, like in that movie Jack Reacher, I make a lot of movie references, and because they are very powerful propaganda engines. Propaganda that's a bad connotation, but I'm saying very influential. Jack Reacher, in that Tom Cruise movie, brought up the point that some people join the service as a legal method of killing people. I am sure, not all, but some in the police departments have joined the police departments as a legal way to kill people. If that's possible, do you think it's also possible that politicians became politicians as a legal way of killing?
Exactly. They're just a cross-section of the public. But when more criminals get in, then they recruit other criminals, and that's called a tyranny, and that's the point we've reached. I'm Alex Jones. John B. Wells is our guest here today. We're going right to your phone calls. His website is caravantomidnight.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, I'm going to quit hogging our guest. Robert in North Dakota, your question or comment. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Mr. Wells, Mr. Jones, I'm an 82nd Airborne Division veteran, and I want to tell you, first off, it is my honor to be able to speak with both of you. There are so many things going on right now. I'm a serious student of Bible prophecy, and what I believe is going on right now is these people in this administration, from everything from Mubarak and Egypt, IRS, everything, all these things that you have mentioned, they are trying to spark what the Bible refers to as the war between Gog and Magog. Now, everybody's asking, well, what can we do? You both have brought up some very good points of the things that we could do. I think one of the very first things that we need to do is, as a nation, we need to start praying. Because I believe that no matter what we try to physically do, that some of this is going to go down. Because every Bible prophecy that talks about the end times, it speaks about one particular verse talks about how overnight Damascus will be no more. And people's eyes will melt in their sockets and skin melt off their
flesh. I know. It's absolutely like somebody had a time machine. And I understand that. And I agree. I've told everybody, now is the time to be praying right now. Let me get John B. Wells' take on what you just said.
God Almighty invented everything. I, the Lord, create the light and the darkness. I, the Lord, create good and evil. I, the Lord, do all of these things. He also told his people, wait in Jerusalem until you're filled. Well, just wait until you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you'll have the power to do it. So, yes. And I got to tell you, I don't much care what people think about religious, right-wing, crazy Christian. It doesn't make any difference to me what you say in that regard. This universe did not burst into existence on its own. It is totally impossible. It is more likely than that 50 chimpanzees with typewriters wind up writing a Shakespearean play. It is more likely for that to happen than for an ancient peoples and members of that ancient peoples thousands of years ago to write the things that they wrote.
Oh, exactly. I feel sorry for people that are spiritually blind and cannot feel and see what's going on. I mean, we ought to feel sorry for these atheists and people. They have no idea what's going on.
Look what it says in look at the Revelation 16:3. About the oceans being poisoned. The ocean is being poisoned, and all these experts who are routinely baffled, which means they're not experts, they say, oh, the radioactivity will be concentrated in a certain area. Then it turned into, oh, the radioactivity will be dispersed. Well, it's not being dispersed at all, and it is becoming more highly concentrated. And guess what, folks? It's headed for the West Coast.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Cheer.
Absolutely. Let's jam in one more before we go to break. Thank you, caller. I'm hogging the time here. I want to get to all these calls. Andrew in Illinois, we're going to break in a minute. Quick question.
Just to make a comment about the Pantex is just north of the Dyess Air Force Base. That is where the warheads came from.
Gotcha.
What is that base again, sir?
The Pantex. That's where they assemble and disassemble all the warheads. In other words, stripped down warheads went through Dyess Air Force Base. With very little paperwork involved, if any.
Yeah, if folks just join us, I'll talk about this when we come back. The people I talked to were high level in their area, and they said warheads that weren't supposed to be at Dyess last Tuesday got put on trucks to go to South Carolina. And folks, this source is known to us. I'll just say that. This is not made up. These people are freaked out and now won't even talk to me, so I'm praying for them. And then Lindsey Graham starts saying, South Carolina's going to be hit by nukes in CBS News right after we release this, so I don't know what's happening. I'm not saying there's going to be an attack. But, yeah, I'd forgot that there's a big center out there for assembling and disassembling nukes. We're going to come back with John B. Wells. More of your calls. Thank you, caller, for that.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver-impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I'd totally forgotten that Pantex out in West Texas is right outside Dyess Air Force Base, or very close, where they decommissioned thousands of nuclear warheads. And if you're a new listener, the articles are in the most viewed section on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com. I was told this by a high-level source who was completely freaked out and now won't talk to me because of the NSA, obviously, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I've never in my gut been more concerned about a story, but I don't know what I can do. I've called Dyess like 6-7 times now. We've recorded the interviews saying, what about the weapons transfer? They say they don't have any comment. They're going to call us back. We've talked to captains. They never will. It doesn't matter. I'm way above captain. I'm not even going to, in fact, I don't want to say any more to give it away. The point is people were freaked out. This was an illegal nuclear weapons transfer. And who do you think people are going to call when this stuff goes on? They call us because they know we'll research it, we'll put it out. And I wish this source wasn't somebody that we hadn't confirmed and known for over a decade. This isn't like somebody at the base giving me disinfo. That's why it's so horrible. And believe me, folks, this is a dangerous situation. And it's way above my pay grade. All I can do is tell you this is going on. You got Lindsey Graham running around saying get ready to be nuked. I want to jam a bunch of calls in here at the end because you've been holding. John B. Wells is our guest, but that caller brought that up. You know, I've praised Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, Rand Paul. Some say, well, why are you praising Rush Limbaugh saying it could be a false flag? Because I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh, folks. I want to live in a free country. And when he comes out and says it could be a frame-up by Obama, That's a good thing. I'm in this to win it. It's not like we're all a bunch of failed revolutionaries and we can't restore the republic. And if people start agreeing with us, it must mean there's some kind of trick. No. The trick is good people start feeling powerless, so evil takes over. When good men stand up, that's when liberty reigns. John B. Wells comments briefly on that.
Well, you said it all. You said it all. I would have rambled around all over the place. That was very succinctly put, and that's exactly correct. The other thing that, Alex, about Pantex, the first time I heard about Pantex some years ago was not that it was where they're decommissioned. It was the final assembly point for nuclear weapons. So recently...
Yeah, they do both. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do both. I'm thinking it's probably still the final assembly point for them. I'm thinking that it's not a decommissioning area, which makes the scenario look worse. And Joel Skousen, whom you've had on your program many times, and he's been on Coast to Coast AM many times, he is convinced. And, you know, if you can see him, it's better than if you just hear him, because he sounds real grumpy if you just hear him. But he was like, Mr. Wells, it's going to happen. And I'm like, okay, Joel, you must know something. Well, it appears he does know something. And I'm afraid we may see this. Now, I don't want to spook a bunch of people. I'm just saying, don't worry about it too much. Hey, Nagasaki is a great party town now, right?
Wow. Yeah, no, the people I talked to were so freaked out. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they should be freaked out. And really, what the ultimate agenda here is, Alex, it is not beyond the realm of the possible that there are some people who are trying to bring about Bible prophecy and the end of the world.
Lunatics. Let's talk to Lee in Canada. Thanks for holding, and Truth Raider and others. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Wells, I respect you both. I have a question and a point to make. Actually, my question is, while everybody's focusing in on Syria, I don't know if you guys know, but you must. In the middle of October, actually, the debt ceiling will be hit again. So is it possible that this is kind of deterring from that? Also, they have the FEMA drills going up in the Northeast. They have problems with, supposed glitches in Wall Street lately.
Yeah, there's a lot of spooky stuff going on. And you look at these drills, these are martial law takeover drills over five state areas. John, your take on that?
Well, what do you have to ask yourself the question, what is it that would be the trigger point for these actions to be taken by the government? What is it that would cause civil unrest? Well, disaster, financial collapse, or some kind of deprivation, whether it's a big spark in the Middle East sends fuel prices up to $12 a gallon. It's already $9 a gallon in Europe and has been for a long time if you do the conversion on it. So what happens then? Then the truckers go, we can't haul this stuff for this kind of fuel price. So what do? They protest. They pull their trucks over on the side of the road. They sit there and camp out for 2 days, and your grocery stores are empty. Then what? Pick a scenario. There are a lot to choose from. What we need to get to is, what is the end game? What is the ultimate goal of the agenda?
Bring in global crisis so they can offer global governance and a new global currency as the solution.
That's it. That's it. Create a big enough problem, and we've got the big solution for you, and you really don't have any choice but to go along with it, because you're well and truly screwed if you don't go along with it.
Well, the majority of my military contacts don't know what's going on with these warheads, but they think it's as serious as I think it is. They say their best estimate is it's some weird way to hold the East Coast hostage and actually threaten Congress, but who knows? It's bizarre. Let's talk to Truth Raider in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Aren't we supposed to be watching football?
Not today.
I think maybe later tonight I might watch some. I mean, you got to have a little relaxation or you'll go crazy.
Indeed. Well, I think this is basically a false flag diversion. What's going on is something is going on that we haven't been able to touch on yet. It's the realignment of the financial markets, for example, and other things that they're doing out there.
Oh, I agree. They're raising interest rates, and they're using the war to distract from that and drive people back in the dollar.
Yes, indeed. And everything else we don't really know about right now. And then later on, we're going to find out.
Well, let me tell you, they did not want me to learn about these warheads, okay? This comes from a long-term I'm going to just, I don't want to say too much. They can figure out who it is. They probably already have. They didn't want this warhead news out, but that's a good point. John, yeah, what? There's a lot of other stuff this is distracting from. All the scandals, Obamacare. I was at Barton Springs today. For those that don't know, one of the biggest freshwater pools in the U.S., and I had one of the head lifeguards walk over, and then I went and questioned other ones, and they said, you were right. Most people here voted for Obama. So did I. And I talked to another person. They said, well, I didn't, but everybody that had 40 hours a week, they were all cut to 20 hours a week under Obamacare. How do you like that?
Well, how many scandals do you need? And what kind of a diversion do you need to distract our attention from them? In other words, I'm not going to claim to know the answers to these things. I just see a lot of possibilities. But when you have the Benghazi thing, which was serious, that was clearly about an arms deal. And I floated that opinion out on Coast to Coast AM. Then you got the IRS scandal targeting the Tea Party groups and conservative groups. Then you got the NSA spying scandal. And you've got that kid that decided he wanted to be a girl. I can't even call his name right now. He just got 30 years for turning those documents over to WikiLeaks. And then you've got
Randy Manning.
Yeah, Manning. Then you got the NSA deal with Edward Snowden, and he looks awfully calm to me, but he does not look, he does not have that calm look of somebody who's bought, paid for, and protected.
Sure.
Let's look on his face of somebody who feels like he's done exactly the right thing. Then you've got the Attorney General suing states for enforcing border control while he's running guns down to Mexico, and this guy's Teflon.
Shipping homeschoolers that fled Germany back to Germany where it's a felony. Let's jam in another call quickly. Robert in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I was calling because I wanted to let you know that...
Well, brother, your phone's breaking up now. Can you talk right into it?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, real quick question. Go.
Okay, I wanted to know if Lindsey Williams was still right about them going in Saudi Arabia eventually. And if that's so, I don't think that they're really planning on using a bunch of nuclear weapons over there because they want the oil over there.
Absolutely. No, sir. We're not talking about nuclear weapons being used in the Middle East. We're talking about conflict with Russia because Russia says they're going to back Syria militarily now.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. By the way, I speak this stuff to in all the little in churches I go to and stuff like that. And by the way, I'm pretty millennial, but I didn't mean I have to lay down. I still get told about all this stuff.
Absolutely. Regardless whether it's pre-tribulation or whatever, it doesn't matter. We have a duty to stand up. Your phone's just too bad. I appreciate your call. And I'm sorry to Carl and David and Paul and everybody calling and people calling from all over the world. We're out of time. But, John, I know you're a busy guy, but you've promised me off air you're going to start visiting us more often because people love hearing you, my friend.
Well, the people on the Coast to Coast AM audience loves hearing you, too. So let's just make it happen. All we have to do is pick up the phone. Now, I know you're a busy guy, too, but let's just do it. I mean, how hard can it be?
John, it's really a hardship to come talk to 16 million of your listeners. I'm doing you a big favor, but I'm joking. Thank you so much, my friend. And you'll be on tonight, midnight central, covering all of this with Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.
Yes, sir.
All right. And give us the most important website. You've got a few of them. What's the best site for folks to visit?
Visit caravanofmidnight.com. People wanted RF detectors for cell towers and smart meters and everything else. I got one there for you. Get you a free case. I've got Dave Stetzer's filters are on there. They're inexpensive.
Awesome. Great job, John. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Alex Jones signing off till tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.